This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, May 11th. Well, we had a fairly quiet day yesterday and across all the grains as the market's kind of consolidating, looking like it wanted to wait for the crop report tomorrow. But today on the night session, we are higher. We're up about in the teens, 15 to 20 higher in wheat. We're up about a dime in corn. Beans are up. So it looks like we're getting another kind of round of buying coming in, pushing this market higher. I still think that we have a very good shot of testing those major highs from early March in the Kansas City and Chicago markets. Minneapolis, of course, has already passed those highs. We're seeing yet more rain coming into the northern plains in the forecast. We're already too wet and cool. That's going to push spring wheat seeding yet even further delayed, corn and bean planting across the Dakotas further delayed, in Minnesota as well. So these are becoming some pretty serious issues there. Looks like we're probably going to lose some corn acres because of that, but we'll see how far that goes. We're past May 10th, so the general rule of thumb is you lose a bushel an acre on yield drag because of the late plantings. In other weather issues, we got heat and wind occurring daily across the Central Plains and primarily the Western Central Plains. That crop is already being zeroed out, so we don't expect to see much there. The crop tour next week is probably going to move through that area pretty fast. There's just not much to see. Europe is starting to get a lot more headlines about dryness that has developed across much of Europe, primarily over France and Italy, but it stretches into Germany, Poland, up into the UK. It's pretty broad, all the major wheat areas, and especially France, of course, produces by far the biggest amount of wheat in Europe, and it is mired in a drought. So that has been the issue for a few weeks now, and it looks like the next 2 weeks show a continuation of that weather pattern. So I'm looking for the market to start responding to that, to start ratcheting down production prospects coming out of Europe. Of course, we're already doing that here in the U.S. Canada is kind of in the same boat as the Northern Plains. So, at a time when you have effectively shut off Black Sea exports, which is a huge deal for the market, now we're running into production problems here in the U.S., Europe. We've already seen significant problems in the Middle East and North Africa. India starting to talk about restricting exports, if not shutting them off altogether. The government, of course, was meeting last week. We haven't heard any decisions, but just the mere fact that the government is meeting to talk about this shows that there's a major problem. The world had been expecting anywhere from 10 to 12 million tons of wheat coming out of India. Now, at best, we're hoping for 5, and there's a lot of private guys suggesting it won't be any. And in fact, India could become a net importer just because of the intense heat that withered the crop late in the growing season. We did see that India did export about 1.5 million tons of wheat in April. Looks like there's probably going to be another 1.5 in May. So already they're at 3 million tons. If the max was 5, they're approaching that pretty fast. So it's obviously not going to be zero, but if the government is meeting, and if you've got this big of a turnaround in production prospects, they're going to have to do something pretty quick to shut those down. And I think, that was the talk of that was the catalyst in pushing wheat higher last week, and then it kind of stalled out. But it appears that we're getting ready to take another push up in wheat. Now it's coming right into the crop report. This has been the time window that I've been targeting for months, that we would come back, test those major March highs, probably in early May, right around the crop report. It looks like we're getting some energy coming into this. So we're looking for, 2-3 days of big price action, and then the market running out of gas. So I do believe that we're in this final push up. If you're long wheat, we want to be getting out of these longs, taking advantage of this price action. If today becomes a big day, then we'll wait until tomorrow. We'll see what the crop report gives us. If it's a bullish crop report, which I doubt it will be, but that would probably establish a high. If it's a bearish crop report, it'll probably be short-lived. But either way, I think the market is pushing up into this window where we tend to put in significant highs from a seasonal perspective. And then we get into harvest, where as bad as the crop would be, it's it's still a harvest. We're still going to cut something, and that will be a drag on the market. As far as other weather conditions, we're still looking at pretty good growing conditions in Russia and even Ukraine for that matter. But Ukraine is just, you just can't rely on that at all. They are over 50% planted, bless their hearts, but how are they going to get it exported? I mean, they can use Poland and they can use Romania, which they are, but it's slow and it's tedious and it's very difficult. Russia, with the sanctions, their exports have slowed down, but they're going to leak it out one way or the other, and they're looking at a monster crop coming. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what they do with that. Do they have enough storage for it? Are they going to try to dump it on the world market via whatever black channel they can get, and at discounted prices? So we want to be cautious of what's coming out of Russia, because they have sold every corner of the world, and it looks like they're going to be, you know, needing to do that here fairly soon. So short term, looking for this market to cap off this rally, and should have a pretty good shot of testing those March highs, which is still a good buck and a half above us in Chicago. In Kansas City, it's probably only about 50, 70 cents, somewhere in there. So it's not as much in Kansas City. So, but we want to be taking advantage of this run. I think this will be a temporary high before you come into the harvest lull. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.